Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, Allowance and Resistance, the single door with two choices. The two choices that every single soul on earth is confronted with in every moment of their lives, which is to allow the joy, love, and abundance you desire, or to resist the joy, love, and abundance you desire. And mastering the art of allowance is the ultimate master key to your success and happiness. It is the key to creating everything you desire to be, do, and have in your life. To be happy, abundant, and lead a life of love and joy. So enjoy my video and podcast, Allowance and Resistance. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos and podcasts, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. If you like this, if you get something from this video, please share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at Zakaran.com. For more amazing goodies for your self-empowerment, and go get yourself a free copy of my book, audio, and video series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction, by clicking the link in this post to easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality. All right, here we go. Allowance and resistance. The single door. With two choices. The two choices that every single soul on earth is confronted with every day. The single door that, when open, opens you to success, joy, love, and prosperity. But when closed, cuts you off. Cuts off these desires, leaving only failure, sadness, and lack. It cuts you from the abundance, the unlimited abundance of the universe. This door is called allowance. There's a big-ass sign over it that says allowance, not resistance. And you're either allowing the unlimited abundance of the universe or you are resisting it. The door of allowance and abundance is either open or it is closed. If it is open, you are open to receiving the infinite blessings of God's source, all that is, and open to your unlimited power of creation and freedom to create literally anything that you desire to be, do, or have in your life and in the world. Or you are closing the door and blocking these infinite blessings from coming to you. Open the door and you will receive the success, happiness, love, joy, pleasure, fun, health, wealth, longevity, vitality, abundance, freedom, and fulfillment that you desire. Or close it and you block these beautiful desires and receive their polar opposites of failure, pain, struggle, lack of love, lack of joy, suffering, regret, illness, lack of vitality, lack of abundance and prosperity, poverty, lack of freedom, and lack of fulfillment. So if that doesn't depress you, then you better keep that freaking door open. There's only one door, but two choices that every soul on earth is confronted with in a moment-to-moment basis: to open the door and allow, or close the door and resist, to take the path of least resistance or to take the path of most resistance and block the flow of abundance, to take the path of most allowance and allow to the path the flow of abundance to come to you, or the path of least allowance to surrender or fight. As we grow up as children, we're taught many conflicting ideas about how to live and make choices in our lives. We're taught to work hard, a path of most resistance, something that no one wants to do because we're inherently lazy, because we know how powerful we really are, that we can create anything effortlessly. So we resist the whole idea of hard work, unless it is something that brings pleasure or will help us achieve pleasure by achieving something that we desire to achieve, then we're willing to do it. And we're taught to do as we are told and be good little boys and girls and follow the direction of teachers and clergy and politicians and parents, etc., to make them happy. And following their demands may seem like the path of least resistance, or it seems like it is to most people, because to follow my own feelings, my own directions, and my own desires may, and probably will, displease all those other people around me, which may cause me personal pain if I gain my self-esteem from others, but I may also receive their wrath, so I may also receive external pain and punishment as well. But for some, the pain of not following their own desires, direction, and feelings may be worse than the pain that they may experience from possibly displeasing those people around them. Following other people's directions and demands for some people feels quite uncomfortable and downright wrong. And of course, I am one of those people. That is why I've always gotten in trouble from a resisting authority. People that have said or thought or believed that they knew better than me, but which I knew otherwise. So, following other people's directions and demands for some people feels quite uncomfortable and downright wrong, because it feels like resistance. It feels like control and assertion. Somebody wants to control me, stop me. It feels like limitation. It feels like they're trying to limit me and limit my freedom. Because our natural inclination as souls, as spirits in a human body, is always freedom. Because we are free to create whatever we want. We are free to do whatever we want. We're free to think however we want. So freedom is always the path of least resistance and most allowance, and the path that we are naturally, spiritually, as souls, to take. That's our natural preponderance, to take the path of least resistance, the path of most allowance. But when society places emotional pressures upon us to act in certain ways, to make them happy, and if we don't make them happy, then we get punished. Well, this path of most allowance and freedom, where we do what we feel is best for us, we know is best for us, well, it does not feel like the path of least resistance, because it feels like, it feels like the path of most resistance if we're going to be punished by the people around us. That the decision most people make is based upon good old-fashioned Neanderthal pain and pleasure survival mentality. If the pain of loss of emotional support from other people that we love and respect and are supposed to honor, if this pain is greater than the pain of loss of our own freedom, we will choose the lesser of two evils, the lesser pain of loss of freedom. This is the choice that most people choose on a daily basis, because their self-worth, their emotional survival, and even sometimes their physical survival depends upon the approval and support of their family and friends and their tribe and their community and their religion, etc., etc. And the choice that some people take, the road less traveled, to follow one's own heart and one's own desire and one's own guidance and one's own happiness. This is the hero's quest. This is the journey of enlightenment and mastery. This is the adventure of self-empowerment. It is the quest that few people choose to embark upon, but it is the choice that the majority of people who are afraid to take that journey admire about heroes and champions who are courageous and seemingly fearless and who dance to their own tune and who seem to not care what other people think about them. who are quote-unquote selfish, but at the same time are often dedicated to achieving a seemingly impossible unselfish task that will help improve the lives of countless other people. Their seemingly, quote, selfish, unquote, quest is often completely unselfish. These champions are the ones who often choose personal accomplishment over the desires of family and the tribe and the community and other people's projections about how they should act. We admire them for their dedication to their own personal freedom and empowerment because we all want freedom and we all want self-empowerment, but we in turn also judge them often for neglecting the tradition of choosing family over personal freedom and personal, quote, selfish, unquote, desires and choices. On a spiritual level, leaving out of the picture all societal demands upon us, every one of us would always choose freedom and joy and happiness. Every one of us would always choose freedom and the choices that feel the best for our own desires and our own self-interests. We would essentially be, quote, selfishly, unquote, unconcerned about what other people think about us and how they believe we should think, believe, and act. But where we get into spiritual and psychological and self-empowerment trouble, so to speak, is when we believe the lies that society teaches us that we are unworthy or sinful or helpless or powerless or not good enough, etc., and other similarly ludicrous, ignorant, uneducated beliefs that we should feel ashamed and guilty for certain thoughts and behavior, as if there is some personal benefit to feeling shameful and guilty, or believing that we are somehow sinful or wrong or bad. But I can assure you there is not. There is no benefit at all to thinking in negative, limited, ignorant, uneducated, unenlightened ways. And where we further get into spiritual and psychological trouble is when we are taught such ignorant, unenlightened beliefs that we are limited in any way, and beliefs in lack of abundance, and limited judgments about money and wealth and commerce and business and love and sex, etc., etc. But the worst of all is the belief. We are taught that it is more important to please other people than to please ourselves. We're taught that other people's happiness is more important than our own happiness. Case in point, the limited belief that, quote, it is better to give than to receive, unquote. How can you give if you never allow yourself to receive? If you do not allow yourself to receive, then you actually have nothing to give to anyone. You are just an empty shell. We're taught that if we make everyone else happy by acting in ways that they approve of, then we will in turn be happy. But that never works out because people are fickle and there's too many to please and they all have too many rules to remember and follow, and it's just too damn hard to manipulate ourselves to act in ways to please everybody. So the pleasing others is an absolutely futile task, and it is basically impossible and always leads to our own ultimate displeasure and lack of fulfillment and, of course, our own unhappiness. And not only is it impossible to please others because ultimately each individual can only please themselves, but also because you are disregarding your own unlimited creative power, which is to think, feel, and act in ways that make you happy. It is impossible to make someone else happy because this is not a universe of assertion. You cannot assert happiness and joy upon another person. You can certainly do loving and joyful things for others, but they have the choice to accept those joyful gifts or reject them and be happy or sad. It's their choice, not yours. As an example, have you ever given love to another person, but to have that love rejected? The old classic unrequited love situation, or even a relationship where you do love each other, but then on those certain times, that person that you have a relationship with rejects your love. Well, of course, we've all experienced it. Your joyful love made them feel bad, not good. But that was their choice to accept or reject your love, not yours. It has nothing to do with you. Another example, have you ever shopped for the perfect gift for someone you love only to have that gift completely rejected or for them to completely be unexcited about your, quote, perfect gift designed to bring them utter and complete ecstasy, but it did not? Of course you have. So I hope you get my point. It is impossible for you to assert joy and pleasure upon another person, or to assert pain upon another person, for that matter. But that's another entire book. I mean, I don't care how pure and good your intentions are. People are going to react how they're going to react based on their beliefs and perceptions, etc., etc. That has nothing to do with you. So where am I going with all this? The point is, you were born with a foolproof, guaranteed to succeed every time, optimal self-guidance system. And if you can relearn this guidance system that you were trained away from, that you knew as a child instinctively, intuitively, but you were trained away from and taught to follow the guidance of others instead, rather than your own impeccable guidance, then you have the ultimate key to your unlimited power. If you can relearn your own self-guidance system, you have the ultimate key to your unlimited power to create anything you want in your life. And most of all, you have the master key that unlocks the door to your joy and happiness, which is what you really want in the first place. It's what you want more than anything. It's why you're here on earth. Why you're in this body. It's what you are here for. It is your purpose in life to be happy, be in joy, and enjoy the process and the journey of creation. So your choice is, in every moment of every day, is the hero's quest. It is Hamlet's choice to be or not to be. That is the question. To allow the immense abundance and unlimited blessings of the universe, or to resist the immense, unlimited abundance and blessings of the universe. Will you make a choice that is designed to avoid pain? Or will you make a choice that is designed to create more joy in your life? If you run from pain and suffering will follow you wherever you go. And if you run towards if you run towards pleasure and joy, pleasure and joy will run towards you like an eager lover, and you will meet in pure ecstasy. So open the door of allowance and surrender, and the infinite blessings of the universe will flow to you in unlimited quantities. And similarly, if you close the door of allowance, the infinite blessings of the universe cannot flow to you. Knock, and the door of unlimited abundance will be opened unto you. Seek love, joy, and abundance, and these things will flow to you in unlimited quantities. Now, master of allowance that you truly are, if you are ready to open that door of allowance and surrender to the unlimited blessings you desire to and that you deserve to have, and if you are open to receiving support to help you open that door and keep that door open to receive those unlimited blessings and allow your dreams to come to you. Then I would be happy to help you keep that door open with a free session, a free success and freedom session. Just go to freesession.info, that's freesession.info, and schedule a convenient time for us to get together and get you on track to get that door open, keep that baby open. Contact me now at freesession.info. I look forward to working with you. I look forward to playing with you, and I look forward to getting you on the road to freedom and allowance and abundance and fun and joy and excitement. Thank you for watching this video, listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Please check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, support, and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at zakhyron.com. Go get yourself a copy of my free book, audio and video series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction to Easily and Quickly Create and Attract Your Dreams and Desires into Your Physical Reality by clicking the link in this post or video. And if you have a dream to travel the world and tick off your life list rather than waiting until the last minute to tick off your bucket list, but you don't know where the heck you're going to get that money and time from, I will show you how to start traveling right now at crazy low prices of 20 to 75% off, and how to travel for no money out of pocket. And if you're open to making some extra money, maybe even achieving financial freedom, and learning how to pay for that travel and have the time and the money to pay for that travel and have the freedom that you desire, financial freedom, by helping other people also travel the world, create more fun and freedom and fulfillment in their lives. Contact me now, ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Let's, you and I, lock arms and work together and play together and to help a ton of people radically improve the quality of their lives. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to keep that door of allowance open, baby. And remember to always make life a holiday. Woohoo!